Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe. Wonderful to be here with all of you. I'm so excited I get to do the whole show with all of you. So I love my guests. I really, really do. But there's so much going on energetically, metaphysically, from a spiritualist standpoint, astrologically, that I really wanted to dive in with everyone. So I want to welcome everyone getting into the chat. It was a little kind of squirrely getting into the chat. If you got bounced out or isn't showing that it's open yet, it is. Just give it some time. I do see callers on the line, and that's great. If you want a reading, press 1, or you want to chat or get a dream interpretation or whatever applies to shamanism, soul retrieval, whatever, look on my website, soulplayground.life. I've been doing this nearly my whole life, so got a lot of the training and experience. If you've got the question, I have the answer, or my guides have the answer. And if that doesn't work, then we'll find the answer. The answer's in the archives with one of the guests. So, again, that call-in number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. I'm getting my decaf Americano because it's that kind of day. Yeah, so if you have questions or comments, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. I want to give a shout-out and a big etheric hug to everyone that's listening later in the archives, whether BTR, FM Player, iTunes, and the other many, many, many podcast outlets internationally and nationally. I always like to give a little shout out there. You can find us here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And of course, the archives, you can find them anytime. And actually, I ask you guys, subscribe to iTunes. That's a great way to get it in your inbox so you don't miss. We have a lot of great guests on. And a lot of great shows, great episodes, always. And also All Things Awakenings. If you have guest suggestions, topic suggestions, please email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And for inquiries about personal work with me or readings, that's going to be now info@soulplayground.life or info@soulplayground.com. Come join us in the Soul Playground. So, also, if you want to get on my list, I do my weekly Soul Insights and Michelle's Mindful Moments, if you're into meditation and mindfulness. Also, we have a lot of resources on my website and YouTube channel, LightBeing21, as well as on Facebook. I'm usually posting quite a bit on Facebook and Instagram under Michelle Meshe, or obviously you could just Google it. And then, of course, on soulplayground.life if you go there as well. And I'm mentioning that because we get a lot of emails or people messaging and wanting to get the 411 or know what's going on, as well as, you know, tools for your path, you know. And if you're interested in any of my soul teleworkshops, soul path teleworkshops, you can, again, email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get you the information. Got a couple coming up this month on mysticism, visioning, and also on solar astrology. It's a soul-centered focus, and it's looking at the outer planets, and it really, I got downloads. So many of you know that I work with the spiritual hierarchy and the oversouls. I do trans channeling, but I'm basically a conscious channel, and have on and off been channeling since four. That was my first opening, and I was actually born psychic, you know, very intuitive to psychic, and which kind of blew my parents away and friends. I said, how do you know that? How do you know this is going to happen? How do you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought everybody knew. And then, of course, in my teens, I really got into meditation and yoga. And then I got out of it a little bit. And then in my 20s, I really dived in. And that's when I started having the visitations and receiving a lot of information between 3 and 5 a.m. And then I would be meet the people that where they were sent to me that I was meant to connect with and give information to. So it's interesting. I would say my psychic ability wasn't as strong. It's more the channeling and the healing. And because the type of channeling that I do, I just open. It could be medical. It could be, you know, I hear it, see it, sense it, feel it. It's just, you know, remote viewing. I mean, I was doing all this before they really had names for this. So I just really kind of open to the all that is and get the information or the downloads, that are needed. Okay, I'm trying to see what's going on here with my keyboard here. What's going on with the, trying to get people in here. Okay, so, all right, lovely. So, I want to chat a little bit. Please stay on the line, and if you're waiting, you know, and you can also ask questions in the chat as well that, you know, I will be able to answer. It helps me a little bit better if you type in caps, but definitely I can, you know, answer as well. It's easier if you call in. And especially if personal questions, it's always easier if you call in rather than emailing me, although I do email questions as well. But it's just easier to get to read if the person is actually calling in. All right, got everybody back on the chat. Let's see, actual size. Let's see, got it large. Okay, large and large. Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this, you know, lunar eclipse as well as the total solar eclipse that we're coming up. And eclipse, you know, if you look at our life, everything is cyclical on the earth plane. You know, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and there's, you know, a shifting of energy. Something's either, you know, winding down and completing, or it's winding up. Something's waxing or waning, right? So, and we are cyclical beings. We have biorhythms, right? So, you know, and that's why I say a lot of it is also a master numerologist have been studying, you know, numerology since, you know, I think my mid to late 20s, and studied with some masters on that as well. So I really like to look at things as cycles and trends, and you could and tune in or align. And that's really tuning in to beyond linear time and to synchronistic timing. You begin to see what is the trend, what is unfolding, whether it's individually for someone or the collective. And, you know, again, metaphysically, as above is so below. So it's always going to be whatever's happening on a macro level is happening on a micro level, and whatever's happening on a micro level is happening on a macro level. So we have initiating times, initiating experiences personally and as well as collectively. And so in a lot of ways, that's what astrology does. It looks at the cycle, you know, it looks as the individual and the chart as this map of expression and experience. And to some degree, it can be some predictability or show a proclivity towards something happening, or it emphasizes where you're going to be, you know, experiencing and expressing more in your life. So one of the things that we have, some of you star seeds or light being light workers that have come here, you've actually taken on and you're encoded to be more in the front lines of changes. And so part of the big change that's happening right now is, and many of you have heard me talk about this, that we're in this converging flow. And a converging flow is where everything is really happening synchronistically, but it's happening all at once. And one event leads to another and triggers another. And you probably, a lot of you have been seeing that individually in your life and it's also playing out collectively, right? So this part of the awakenings, we're in that focus of the harmonizing or the coming together. We went as far as we could, being separate or feeling separate, separating out. But the truth is we separate out, but we are all interconnected. We are from one source, and we are from that same substance. We're just different shapes and forms. You know, all forms, planetary and otherwise, are all just different manifestations of the same substance or consciousness with innate intelligence, if you want to look at it like that. And so with this, moving into that converging flow, you see this, things breaking down, people coming together, people pulling apart, you know, in all sectors, all parts of life, this is happening. And, you know, one thing seems to be falling apart or breaking down, something else is building up or getting stronger. And it is the co-creating of the new paradigm, which is coming less from an ego standpoint or point of view, or learning about separation or separating out, which is still understanding that we separate out as soul beings, right, from a soul design, our uniqueness, our individuality. But then the idea is, how do we come together and co-create and collaborate and share in that? And that is what that turning point at 2005 started, that converging flow, 2005, 2006. And focusing on the right livelihood, right relationship was 2009. So we're in those of you that study, you know, mathematics or, stocks, a correction, finance, right? There's a correction that takes place. But the correction always happens from the most consciousness is, right? What's the predominant consciousness? What's the predominant thought forms is what creates our reality or co-creates our reality. And people don't realize that. You know, you can create certain creations, but only within what will hold in frequency, the resonant frequencies, not only of the earth, but the universe. So sometimes our creations can be kind of limited because we still have to deal with the resonant fields. We're not, you know, no man is an island, right? That's saying we're all in this together. We're all interconnected. So that's why a lot of people have been emailing me, or clients of mine, what's going on? Why is it so dysfunctional? What's wrong with people? You know, why are they acting out? Now, this gets me to what I want to talk about, is that everyone has been saying yippee, yippee, yippee because of the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse, and they're saying this shows a time where we're going to be focused more on self-expression, which, you know, is definitely, if you look astrologically, is ruled by Leo, the sun. I am here. Yes, but what everybody is forgetting is the process that we're in the awakening. See, the big deal, people are like, oh, awakening, I'm awakening. Everyone's making such a big deal about awakening, and it is. That's why this show, I guess what started in 2006, is called Awakenings, because there's many awakenings in many sectors, and there's many awakenings in many ways. It's infinite, the possibilities. There's awakenings individually. There's spiritual awakenings. There's awakenings in the financial market, the political market, the humanitarian. There's climate, people awaking in the area of climate. So think of this. You're all encoded with this mission, this understanding of the truth of who you are that starts awakening within you. And then you have these areas of interest that you say, I got to do something. I got to help. You know, I can't do this old way of being or old job. This doesn't mean as much. Or I got to join in and help politically. Or I got to join in and help, you know, with nutrition and food. Or I got to join in and help awaken people to more conscious living or more conscious parenting. I've got to help heal wounds. I got to heal my wounds. So all these awakenings are happening. Why? For the soul. It's not just awakening for awakening's sake. All of the awakenings are to get us out of more of the limiting consciousness of the ego or the egoic plane. Ego is needed and necessary. You know, if you studied psychology, id, ego, superego, right? Or superego, you know, the instinctual awareness, you know, that meeting any challenges of the ego or the social persona. But that is because the idea is of us as separate beings. But as we're awakening that we are collective, that individuates out or separates out, but we're all interconnected. This is where we move into that harmony through conflict, where there seems to be a lot of conflict right now, individually for people, personally, but definitely on a collective. There's some people saying, oh, there's no climatic change, you know, there's no gas house, and there's no this. Oh, yes, there is. Oh, you know. So all of this, it's opposing forces, but it's coming from the all that is. It's coming from God. You know, every person is a question and an answer, according to Carl Jung. Well, they say we're a living question. I say we're also the answer. So everything that we have on this planet is needed and necessary until it's not. Until it's extinct, until the vibrational frequency or complex of vibrational frequencies and wavelengths changes enough. There's a vibrational shifting, the resonance and coherence shifts to create new energetic forms and thought forms that then kind of hang out etherically and then they're manifested physically or in the denser physical plane. So what does this mean? What this means is that we're at a critical point, a tipping point, where you are going to see the Leo Aquarius axis like two beehives on either side buzzing and stinging each other. Why I want to give everyone the heads up on this is so that it always comes back to us individually, because the individuals create the collective. We don't have collective reality until we have enough individuals that believe in a certain, feel a certain way and believe in a certain way. Again, it all comes from, you know, an energetic standpoint. So it's really around resonance and feeling. This is why just doing thought, you know, cognitive therapy or working just on thoughts or beliefs doesn't work. We have the thoughts and beliefs we have due to our feelings and our emotional states. If you trace every belief back, it always goes back to a feeling of not wanting to feel at unease or feel fearful. So we create these beliefs, these mental constructs, you know, that these thought forms generate about certain things, and then a mental construct's created. And then from that mental construct, it's animated through the emotions or the energy in motion, and it becomes some kind of physical reality. So what you're going to see happening is the cult of personality is coming to the forefront in what we call metaphysically or esoterically, it's the glamour realm, where people, and you see this now, you know, people take a weekend course and they're all of a sudden, oh, I can be a teacher. I don't need to, you know, I'm done. I'm going to work with people. It's not that that's bad. It's just what it is that the idea of having to really focus and work on yourself and do the deeper inquiry or deeper training or more consistent isn't there as much as more people are waking up, but the foundation isn't there. And so you see this, and it's a bit of from the Piscean era. So we still, you know, it's like a cold or flu. It gets worse before it gets better. So the heads up is that we have remnants. When something is dying off, it all of a sudden animates more. It happens more. I see this as a bereavement counselor and as a shaman working with people that are crossing over. They always get, there's, you know, they come out of the coma. They look wide-eyed. I can think of one of my teachers. She became, right as she was crossing over, she became so lucid, so awake, aware. We were having a conversation. We were going to plan to get together. You know, I was going to go visit her, and she was talking about what she was going to do with her grandkids. And I was like, God, she turned around. It's happening. And she was like that for hours, you know, and actually probably half a day. And then the next day I called, and her son said, she's actually crossing over. She's dying. I said, what happened? She goes, well, she was dying. And I'm like, okay, but there it is. So some call it the head of the snake. When you cut it off, the tail, the body still moves, right? So what's happening is the cult of personality is going to be at its height, and the acting out or out picturing on the glamour realm, which means people not getting to the surface. But at the same time, because we're in the converging flow, you'll see lies being exposed, people being called out on their stuff, spiritual leaders being called out, leaders of all kind, you know, leaders within families, you know, individuals. And it's this heightened acting out of the cult of personality, that people are getting by a personality. But it's the egoic personality. It's not the personality of the soul that always connected to the all that is. It's acting from the place of harmony and what's best for others. So you're going to probably in your life experience a lot of selfishness and almost want to feel selfish yourself, self-centered. That's that Leo. It's the lower harmonic of the Leo Aquarius axis. And that's why I really wanted to share and talk about it today, to give people a heads up, whether you're looking individually in your chart or you start looking and seeing things in the world like a lot of my clients are seeing, and they're going, Michelle, I don't think we're going in the new paradigm. What's happening? These personality people, these leaders are acting out and they're lying and they don't have integrity, and people are following people blindly. It's the shadow. I'm going to be diving deeper into this in my, I think it's the 19th or 20th, the SoulPath teleworkshop I'm going to be doing. We're going to be talking about the Valley of the Shadows. It's a very critical time. It's a time of initiation. And initiation is a testing point, right? So for those of you that are more consciously on a path, and those of you that are empaths that are seeing things that are going on, this is why I'm giving the heads up. It is the idea to pause, bring consciousness, bring mindfulness to your actions, and understand, wow, I'm feeling like I just need to really do this. I need to break free. I need to express. I can't be constrained. Yes, but then ask yourself, how do I do this in the most life-enhancing way? How do I do this in a way that's most life-enhancing or best for all concerned or for my path? Because actually what's trying to happen is the soul is piercing through more. So we're moving from looking at the sun instead of solar, S-O-L-A-R, S-O-U-L-A-R. Solar, when we look at the sun, we think of one individual or one sun. When we think of soul or solar, S-O-U-L-A-R, what is implicit in that is the many. Is the soul groups, the soul tribe, is the collective. So it's the shadow also is not to forego your individual needs and wants for the collective or the group. It's to find out ways to be express your soul. That's what we're here to do, is experience and express our soul in various ways and various forms. But it's to find out how to do that in a way that is in alignment with the all that is, that's life-enhancing, that's helpful, that thinks about your neighbor, thinks about the next person, but not at, you know, not in a way that, you know, holds you back. So it's not about self-sacrifice or martyrdom, but you are going to see a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of public people, public leaders getting very, very fanatical. It's a time of the fanatic. That is the sixth ray. You know, I just did a workshop on the spiritual rays of the soul. There's a lot of sixth ray. There's a lot of second ray that happening, a lot of fourth ray, a lot of sixth ray happening, where people are getting fanatical. Like a fan, the word fan comes from fanatical or fanatic. So a fan, you can really love something or like something, but if it's the shadow, you become a fanatic. No longer a fan or a supporter, you become fanatical, like this is the only way. So you're going to see a lot of this, especially, you know, as Pluto leaves Capricorn, especially when we get Pluto into Aquarius, that's really going to hit to the depths of groups. And basically, to keep it simple, the axis is Leo Aquarius that is being very much highlighted, but also the Scorpio Taurus. Those are the two. Taurus is grounding into the earth plane. Scorpio says, I can be the scorpion and sting you because I'm hurt and revengeful, right? You know, or I can go through the transformation and become from my ashes willingly, you know, the snake. It can be the snake as well, shedding, and it can be that phoenix where it rises again. So there is going to be a lot of themes of death and rebirth, you know, endings, beginnings. For some, it's going to be very kind of shocking, brutal endings to things. Abrupt is the best way. And for some, it's going to be a winding out of things where you're more consciously able to handle it. You are also going to see a lot more climatery events. And I will say cataclysmic events, but not in all sectors, but not events that complete, people are afraid of being annihilated or wiped out. That's not going to be happening. So the testing period is for those of us that are the initiates, the next rung of light workers is coming through. You know, there's that are saying, are you going to be a disciple, which means to be disciplined. So it's the what we call the dweller on the threshold. Do I go towards the ego out of fear, the wounded, the constructed ego, the woundedness? Do I go, you know, way over into self-expression no matter what? You know, and that could be bullying. You know, again, that can be, you know, I'm this great personality and I'm here to, you know, say something and everybody better listen. You know, or I know it all. So you're going to see a rung of that where people are, and you see this in the political arena, especially in the United States, where people are willing to not be truthful, to not live of integrity, just to be seen on TV, just to be part of the game. So you're going to see a lot of that playing out individually, personally in your life, your own stage, and in the various stages around the world. And so it is the chance for the ego aspect of us to heal. According to my guides and part of this new astrology that's coming in, or new way of looking at the chart, more in a 4D way, and really focusing on the outer planets, is to release the fear-based and isolationist aspects of us. Because eventually in the new paradigm, we won't actually need the functioning of the ego. We'll be so aligned to the soul, seamlessly aligned to the all that is. And we all have experiences. When you're in session, you're in meditation, some of you are psychic or you're channeling, and you feel that seamlessness. You're in sync. You're in flow. There's a synchronicity. You're being guided by synchronistic experiences and connections rather than linear timing. There's less plotting and planning. We will still have the cognitive. We will still have thinking, right? Analyzing, because that's part of the game here. But we will begin to be more and more telepathic naturally, more and more intuitively. But we can't be telepathic or intuitive when people are still lying and playing the us against them, me against you game, right? Because being telepathic or being intuitive and picking things up and trusting what you pick up implies that there's truth, right? So, yes, yippee, but these eclipses are really heightening a turning point that's happening in October, where there's going to be a very powerful energetic shift that is preluded by these eclipses that will have people, many people in October, but between October and the end of the year, you will find yourself making major decisions in your life, or decisions that seemingly coming outside of you, but it's all right coming from the higher self. And this will be in relationship, job, decisions perhaps that you've been wavering on in your life individually. And to make the most life-enhancing decision, if you will, you're going to need to check in with yourself, your soul. You're going to need to connect in to the higher self and ask yourself, what is the most life-enhancing thing for me to do at this time? It may be that move. It might be letting something go. It might be downsizing. It might be leaving that relationship. It might be making that relationship stronger. But I will tell you, it's going to be far-reaching decisions. It may be choice not to have children. Maybe the choice to have children. Maybe the choice to, you know, go to Guyana and help out, you know, or Guam and help out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something that you feel in your soul, because it is the absolute intensification of energy, redirecting of energy that says the soul or the sun is piercing through. It's piercing through. We're releasing more of the veils. So there's going to be more and more confusion. But here's what I've found. Sometimes when I'm the most confused, it's the most when I am in alignment. Because who's confused? The ego. So it requires us, out of this confusion comes new order. Out of this chaos comes new order and creation. So out of the confusion, it's going to be forcing everyone in humankind to the degree they can. For sure, starseeds are acting upon this, and light workers, those that are more consciously on a path. It's to not try to handle the confusion. It's to connect into the higher self. It's to connect in intuitively. It's to open up to the higher self to say, I do have a design. There is a plan within me unfolding. There is a grand architect within me that connects into the innate intelligence of the all that is. And that is the higher self, that mediating intelligence that connects us to the innate intelligence of the universes, right? The resonant field that puts us in that synchronistic timing, that draws to us what we most need and want. But it is moving out of the realm of the egoic personality. And so Leo, just like most of the fires or Aries, but Leo's particularly has to deal with that, with personality. So you could say simplistically, Aquarius is about personality. You know, it's about being individual, but if we look at it as the collective, it has a lot to do with your soul tribe, you know, then the 11th, you know, ruling the 11th house, your soul tribe, soul groups. It's the collective. So here we have the individual and the collective being very, very pronounced. And then that Scorpio is saying rise above, move into the esoteric, and ground it in Taurus, ground it into the earth, and have the patience and the perseverance to do the steps to co-create the new paradigm. Allow the new emerging consciousness to come through you and act through you. So yes, this is an extremely powerful time, but it is also a very critical time where the deepest part of us needs to be connected to, needs to be felt, needs to be more seen and understood and lived by. This is why you're going to see a lot coming up about, you know, lying and untruth. People are in denial about things, and you got to call everybody out on stuff. We got to call ourselves out on stuff. We got to let people call us out on stuff. Like, hey, you're not acting conscious here. You're not even acting healthy, like a healthy human, let alone a conscious being. You're stuck in a loop. What's going on? What do you really want to do? That's what Leo says. I want to shine. I want to express. But Leo also says it's me. It's about me. The lower. So we always have a lower, a middle, and a higher harmonic. So we're in between the lower and the middle harmonic right now. That's why it's the testing time. It's the dweller on the threshold. Do I go through that gateway? Do the initiation, the crucifixion? Do I make that choice for the higher, the more expanded, or do I stay stuck in the lower because I'm fearful I won't have enough or I won't be enough? So Leo is about shining, but again, there's the lower and middle in higher harmonic. So the cross or the crucifixion going through esoterically says, do you now become a disciple or be disciplined in your life, living spiritually connected, you know, spiritually aware of, and I say that as the interconnectedness of everything and everyone, seeing the sacredness of life. It doesn't have to be religious. It doesn't have to be woo-woo. It's just, am I taking time for that part of me, or am I rush, trying to do some kind of goals to be successful in life by terms that aren't even mine? So it calls in a turning point that we all need to understand who and what we are about. What kind of being are we? What kind of soul? What do we come in to experience and express? What are our gifts? What are our soul gifts? What is our purpose? And again, it's not always what we do, but how we do it. And it's from when we get up in the morning till we put our head down. It's not just special. It's how do you live your life every day? And how do you live it within the awareness of the collective, of the all that is? You know, it's the small things. It's not having to rush all the time. Create space in your day to check in, to be connected to your divine self, or the part of you that is the all that is, right? Because we are consciousness made manifest. So this new emerging consciousness is breaking through. And it's so that in the new paradigm, we're living from the soul seamlessly in the meditative state. We're living in cooperation, collaboration, This is why collaboration, cooperation, coherence, communication, I call them the COs, are important. Moving out of consumerism into creativism. That's the Leo Aquarius axis. When we overconsume, whether it's food, whether it's alcohol, whether it's coffee, whether it's over-meditating, over-working out, you're checking out. When we overconsume, buy, eat, eat, what are you doing? You're taking in. But we're not meant to just take in. We're meant to put out. That's what we're here to do. We're not just, people say, you're not a human doing, you're a human being. Okay, that was a very trite little thing for people to say. We are meant to do. What do you think we're here on the planet for? We're meant to experience and express. That's doing, but not from the busy, you know, unconscious, fear-based, I got to get things done, I got to do this, I got to do that, I'm not going to make it. No, it's like, okay, something's not happening. Let me tune in. Let me feel it out. Where am I being guided to go? It's a different kind of flow. So it is about doing you and extending out and taking some chances. This Leo Aquarius axis says take some chances. Take a risk at being more truly you, at self-expression. Why not? Facebook, tweet, do your Instagram, paint, sculpt, have fireside chats, have, you know, spiritual salon chants, have awakening. Some of my the Awakenings listeners have awakenings groups. Get together with people. Share, connect, good food, good drink, you know, have a smoothie day together. You know, connect and share. But make sure that you're in your creations. Make sure that you're sharing what's important to you, but again, not at the detriment of those around, those that are close to you. Okay, Crystal Bowles Gretna. Michelle, the eclipse hits 29 degrees of my 12th house on top of my natal Pluto. Ooh, in Leo. Okay, so look where Pluto in Leo, along with my Mars and Moon in that house and my natal Uranus. Well, see, pulling the feel of the body to go within, yes. But again, because it's in that 12th house, it's also telling you that that's your powerhouse, especially with Pluto there. That's your area of transformation. So how can you make those 12th house focuses or experiences, how can you live them out more, and how can you bring them out into the world into self-expression? It could be writing. It could be more healing work. So guess what? The going within is for ourselves, but how do we take going within and put it out there in the world? So if you're looking at a soul-centered way, that 12th house, it could be bondage to the personality. You know, there could be a lot of your past affecting you, but it can also be selflessness to humanity. But it's also accessing collective experiences, past lives. It's also taking... focusing more on the subconscious, so working with things like hypnotherapy, alpha theta healing, you know, anything that's using some kind of transcendent states of consciousness of being will. And how, what, Crystal Bowles Gretna? Maybe we'll get to callers. So I've given you guys a lot to chew on. We're going to continue to talk about this because this is a very critical time but very exciting time. I mean, I'm seeing it in my own life. I'm being challenge to let go of some things and even relationships that are just not serving me anymore. They're not stepping up. You know, we can't carry people anymore. That's, you know, and I'm a little giver and I'm a little fixer, rescuer. I have a little codependent side with those closest because I see the soul. I see and I so want to help. I'm like, I see the beauty. I want to help. But the thing is what we're learning with this, it's not about sacrificing for the group. If there's self-sacrifice involved, then you're not living out the new emerging consciousness. You can help people as long as they're willing to help themselves and stepping up. But if people are getting stuck in the loop or the vortex of their own unhandled, unhealed emotional trauma, drama, then you have to either walk away, let it wind out, let it be. You have to start focusing back on your own life. That's what Leo teaches us. Leo says, focus on you. You know, you got to shine and sparkle. So if you're shining and sparkling and it's getting dusty, whether it's your own emotional debris or the debris of people around you. Now, because I got to be honest, you guys, the reason I'm really sharing this, and I hope you guys pass on this episode, this podcast, you know, share the link with as many people as you can, because I've already been seeing it with, you know, certain clients and some of the groups. People are shocked at what's happening in the world. And so I want to say a lot of people, a lot of astrologers have been like, polyposy, polyann, oh, it's good, we're going to shine more self-expression, getting out there in the world. Yes, all that's going to be happening, but what I want to convey to all of you, just I'm holding my heart right now, just want to embrace all of you, when you see the shice, the, you know what, S-H-I, coming up, and you're going, wait, we're going in the wrong direction. Why are people acting out this way? Why are our leaders and teachers doing this? Why are the politicians doing this? Why is this happening to my company? Why are they acting so egoic? Why is this all this conflict? Why is this opposition? Why is this person yelling at me? Why aren't they listening to me? They're only talking to themselves or about themselves. It's this valley of the shadow. It's the shadow material coming up of that Leo Aquarius axis. And again, secondary, the Scorpio Taurus. So it's the lower harmonic. It's the bumping up against the new emerging consciousness and the consciousness that's waning, you know, the old paradigm and the new paradigm, okay? So it's I want, you know, because there's enough for everybody, but I've heard some people say, oh, my God, there's so many healers and massage therapists or yoga. How am I going to make money? Old paradigm, that's not the right question. How am I going to make money? The power over. Oh, and feeling underpowered, that's like, you know what'll happen? There's more slices in the pie, but we also make more pies. You start bridging what you're doing. You do more than one thing. You say, I love this so much. You raise your vibrational frequency. I love what I do so much. I would do it even if I didn't get paid for it. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it more. And I'm going to reach out to more people. That raises your vibrational frequency. It gets you drawing in what you truly need and want, which could be more connections, more learning, more understanding, or more money, more dollars. But the question is not to ask, as everybody is raising up and doing more, and it looks like, hey, there's not enough room in the world for me to do what I really want to do because so many people do it. I hear that over and over. Wrong question, wrong viewpoint. Do it and do it more and do it more. Open to trade, open to barter, open to share, open to give, open new ideas, open a, you know, an internet, you know, business, you know, or think of new, be inventive. This is where it causes to take the risk. You know, this is also that, you know, square with Uranus and Aries and Pluto and Capricorn. This is also, you know, bust out of the old systems. We're seeing what systems work and which ones don't work. We're overhauling our own system. So don't be afraid to try a lot of different things. But when you start asking, when you start hearing that language or you're having a conversation with a friend of yours, okay, or family member, and you're going, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Just can't make the money anymore. Can't do it. I don't know, how am I going to get this? Even if it's healthcare, there are plenty of people that take cash, or you can do trades. You find somebody that is in, you know, I don't know, massage therapy or chiropractic, and you help them and they help you. Or maybe you find someone and say, oh, I'm going to do massage for a doctor and they're going to help me. You know, think of possibilities at this time. When you hear yourself going into doubt or how am I going to do this, or so many people are doing this now, there's no way I can make money, you know, or I don't have enough training, what do I know? The fact that you want to do it means it's coming from deep within. It's coming from the soul. That means the possibility is there if you follow through for yourself. So I hope this is, Crystal Bowles is saying, I get healing, but I get writing also. Well, yes, but you're probably going to be writing about more deep thinking or esoteric stuff would be my sense. And with Uranus, it could be something that's a little more unusual. Good question, Crystal Bowles. All righty, shall we get to color? 770, you're on air. 770-598, hello.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm calling for career advice.
Okay, what's your first name?
Joe, J-O-E.
Joey. Okay, what's your question?
I'm in a situation where I have, I guess I've worked for the same company for about 15 years. I've had a competitor that has offered me a position, as well as I'm interviewing inside the company I work for a higher position. And so just staying open-minded and wanting to see if you might give me some guidance on what I should be open to and I guess.
Well, which one are you more drawn to? And that taps in that Leo Aquarius. What is one are you more drawn to? Because both of them seem good. I almost feel like there's a part of you that wants something different. Are you wanting to make a change?
I think, you know, I think 15 years in the same direction, that there's a, there's a desire there, but I think maybe it's fear-based with the risk of trying something new, but, because both opportunities are good. So that's where the wanting some help and guidance on what direction to go.
Perfect. Just what I was saying in my sharing. It is about taking the risk and the doing something new, because I feel both opportunities are good for you, but there is the one that seems like you're going to do something different or learn something new. And that's what I feel on a soul level you're wanting. You want to do something a little different. You want to take a chance. So both of them would work. One is just supporting more of, you know, that breaking free part. And taking a chance, taking a risk. That helps?
Yeah, it does. Any insights in, you think the taking more risk is more reward in the long term than the other one? Any feelings around that?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. And again, this is going to be, and I'm so glad you're asking this question, because it so fits in. I hope people re-listen to this podcast, because your question so shines a light and elucidates what I was saying in the talk and the channeling.
Mm-hmm.
These are the decisions we're all going to have. In other words, oh, it's good. It's good enough. It's okay. I could stay here, and it's you know, safe, and I know everybody, and you know, I'm in it still moving up the ladder, but I'm doing the same thing. Or, because remember, the soul wants experience and expression. The soul is the part of us that likes to try things differently, do new things, and puts weird things together. You know, like when I used to channel a lot, you know, I saw people in person, but I was also a model traveling around the world. Sometimes people would see me, you know, or they saw me in magazines, and they go, oh, that's weird. And I'm like, why? Oh, you model, or you're wearing that kind of clothing, and you're a psychic. And I'm like, what, you thought I was going to have a turban? Because I have jeans and a cowboy boot and a T-shirt, you know what I'm saying? And hoop earrings. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, well. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you kind of thought I was wearing a white robe and a turban showing up. So that's what I'm getting around with you, is that both are okay or are good, but for more upliftment and more inspiration and kind of to kind of give your life a little bit of an extra sparkle, the new position is going to bring that to you. Because you want something new. That's what I feel intuitively.
Yeah, it's interesting, similar to what you said. A recruiter contacted me about this new job, and out of the blue, we started talking, and he actually, like, lived across the street from a town I lived in, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. So, again, like you say, that connection of it just randomly came into my life. So, it's interesting how that works.
Yeah, so you're being guided, and let me just say, Joey, with those kinds of situations where you're being guided, oh, God, it's the person next door, or they're in the same town, or, you know, or all of a sudden somebody calls you out of the blue, or, you know, recruiter, and says, this is the perfect job for you. I feel good about this for you. See how loving that is and connecting? I almost want to cry, because this, to me, is what we're really all here about, is when people recognize your light, even if you've just met them, you know, or they're your recruiter, and they go, somehow I just feel this is right for you. That's the soul. That's breaking free from the ego, where everything has kind of stayed and stiff. Well, I don't know. This might be the right job for you, but no, that this might be right for you. Anyway, Joey, keep us posted, and I would say follow your heart, follow the newness. Take a chance.
All right, I appreciate the advice.
You're welcome. Much peace. Hi, 202-550. You're on air. 202-550.
Hey, Molly, welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
I am doing fantabulous.
Okay, great. I had a question about, I'm looking at changing careers sometime in the future. And so I wanted to see what you saw, to make sure I'm going in the right direction, and see if you saw anything on, like, the time frame.
Okay. Well, first off, I love this. I love this because it always shows how in alignment I am with my guides and spirit getting the messages. Your question, as well as Joey, this is what's coming up in
mm-hmm.
October, what I was talking about. Going to the left? Nope. Going to the right. Going up, going down, you know, whatever, right? It's major decisions.
Yes.
So, Molly, I do feel for you, again, it is a little bit of a risk, but
mm-hmm.
it's a risk. You see, it's only the ego that thinks it's a risk, you know? No, it looks good for you. It looks really good. Now, I feel like, is that October? Because I'm getting a two-month period time frame, and it's showing prep. What's the preparation you have to do? There's prep. That makes sense?
I am planning on taking a class this fall.
Ah,
so that
okay.
would be, I have something else.
Maybe
yeah, another. I do have, I'm planning on having my dad move in with me in October, so that might, maybe, I don't know if that's part of
it. Oh, there's a big change.
I have to get ready for that. Okay.
That's what you have to get ready, yeah. So prep,
I'm
there it is. So that's going
to
greatly change
okay.
your life. That's what I'm saying. October,
mm-hmm.
it's between October for many people and towards until the end of the year, people are going to be going, God, my life is, somebody moved in, somebody moved out, I got married,
mm-hmm.
I got divorced. You know, it's going to be these life-changing, but widespread life-changing decisions. Keep us posted. Looks good. Do the prep.
Okay.
Get ready, and you just expect the positive. A lot of opening, I feel, for you. A lot of opening.
Okay, good. And do you see anything on the time frame for the career shift at all, other than, I guess, that big October change?
It feels like there's more. You're obviously your dad coming to live. You got to get settled with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would say more towards the end of the year and maybe in the beginning of next year, because I feel like,
got it.
Yeah, it's there though. It's
okay.
there. You're going
okay.
in that direction, but it seems like there's some steps to take to get there is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
All right, Molly.
Well, thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, 973-255. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? This is Jennifer. I have called in before. You were very helpful, so I just figured I'd call in. Just like the other two callers, my question is related to more finances than career, because I feel like I'm in a tough spot right now.
Okay. And by the way, probably a lot of people will be focusing on work, career, again, self-expression even more. Not to exclude relationships, that'll still be important. But again, Leo is very much about shining, and also the lunar eclipse brought in awareness of relationships or what's within ourselves holding us back, or what are there relationships that are holding us back, not supportive enough, you know, or maybe too much trauma. So we can break, bust free. So I feel like you've kind of let go of some stuff on that. I feel for you, let's see, 11, Sag time. So November.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be some opening with the work. Now, are you wanting a new job? Yeah, you're definitely getting a new job.
Yeah, I switched over.
Oh, you did switch over. Do you work with groups by any chance, small groups?
Yes, companies, yeah.
Okay,
so they're,
companies,
really
that's what it's showing. Okay, that's what
mm-hmm.
it's showing. Yeah. So what did you want to know about that? Because it's showing, yeah, working with the groups or the companies.
Well, I made the change. Back after 6 years, I stopped doing it for 2 years, and I just felt like it was going to support me more, but I'm in a tough spot right now, so I just want to make sure it was the right change. And you know,
I would say you're going back. You may or may not, but there's also advancement, I feel, at the company you go to. So I do feel you kind of going back and pick up where you left off is what I'm hearing.
Good. Okay. Yeah. That's what I worried
Absolutely.
About starting from scratch or kind of like picking right up where I was.
No, it shows picking right up. No, you might think of something else in 2 to 3 years, but I feel you going back to what you were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. The continuation. And you're so welcome. You know, and that's for a lot of people. Don't, you know, yeah, thanks.
No, I was going to say short-term-wise. Yeah. Oh, hello?
Yeah. So that fits in. That fits in.
Okay.
Sometimes you're welcome. Yeah. Sometimes I'm just a confirmer. I'm confirming what your soul is already telling you, or what the soul is deeming, or what the soul wants to express, and then that you expand in your consciousness. You expand in beingness to connect with your higher self. You move out of the ego. That's all that means. You move out of the little self, the little concerns, into the extended or expanded aspect of your being to receive the guidance. And that's how it happens. Hey, 615-630, you're on air.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, very clearly.
Okay, good. My name is Janie. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Janie.
Hi.
Welcome. What's your question?
My question, I'm curious if you would be able to do an energy reading. I don't know if this is the context of what you can do it, but...
I can do all of it. Doesn't matter. I just tune in. Yep.
I would love to know just... an energy reading in general. I had had a psychic reading, and she was concerned about energy blockages, just blocks that keep repeating themselves. And I came in to this world with these blockages. I was curious if there was something that you're picking up on, and if there is, what steps I could take to remove them.
Was she getting? Did she look chakra third and fourth?
Yes.
What was she? Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Third and fourth.
She was actually saying, my third eye was like shut. It's not supposed to be, but shut.
Okay. Because what's interesting, I'm getting in a little bit the second. I don't know. You see, the third eye or the sixth chakra is the will center, but it's more personal will. It's also the psychic center. And so sometimes when the system that I'm trained in is that sometimes other chakras are blocked or not, you know, in other words, if the third chakra, which is what I'm getting more with you, which is about your identity, sense of self, it's also called the Hatha Center, Empowerment Center. It's the place of inner knowing, or you get your gut knowing. It also connects us as, It's our identity center. So it's you expressing, you know, Janie expressing as God or the all that is. It's your little divine spark individually. That's why when somebody says something that hurts us, we feel it in our stomach, right, our abdomen, like, oh, right, or we get queasy. Mm-hmm. You actually need to connect more with your instinctual knowing, your gut knowing, and a little bit of self-esteem, self-love issues. That's bringing in that fourth chakra, which is going to connect you to the seventh, where you're feeling safe and guided. That will open. I don't see the sixth chakra as completely closed, but what I feel is you don't trust sometimes what you want to do quite a lot. You're not trusting, and therefore you're not having perhaps clear vision or your intention. So you're second guessing yourself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
but that's coming from not being really centered in yourself as like, hey, I'm Janie on the planet and I'm meant to be here and do this and that, you know, or I'm trusting my gut knowing, or I'm, you know, there's something I can't quite stomach here, so I'm not going to rush in. So that second guessing is causing you not to connect as much with your own will center of what you want to do, which is that sixth chakra, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also called third eye or eye of God. So things that can happen, so you can do a couple things. Again, in fact, you can go on my website, soulplayground.life, and there's soul support tools there. And you can, there's also meditations, that you can download for free in the meditation and mindfulness section. And then the soul support. I would do some, inner child work, talking to them, get that part of you kind of feel safe, work on understanding the heart, like, okay, what is the heart of the matter for me? What makes me feel joyful? What makes my heart open instead of closed? That's two things to look at. And then if you're looking from the sixth chakra, I would say things like chanting, singing, mantra meditation, where any of the negative loops or any of the limiting thoughts are being replaced by singing or joy or, again, mantra, which is, you know, mind, it's a mental meditation. You know, singing soham, ham so, you know, which means I am that, that I am, or just saying I am that, that I am. Or you can Google, you can, you know, on my YouTube channel, I have some Light Being 21 is the name of it. There's some meditations that you can do there. But don't be too heady about whatever you're doing, because that's also what blocks you, you know, is getting too much in your mind or overanalyzing or thinking things. But I would feel if you do this for the next 2-3 months, maybe even 4 months, you'll feel like a major breakthrough. You know, another thing that you can do also energetically is, again, the mantra, or just if you're driving or going someplace or you need a space, just vision and just tell yourself the right space is there for me. It's there. So I feel for you, it's more like I'm working a muscle for you. But those are the areas. I mean, there's a little bit in the second chakra, the little slower moving, which is the reproductive area, and it's also about us being safe with our creations. It's reproducing. A lot of people think it's sexual organs, and they think, oh, it's about having children, but it's reproducing yourself in the world and feeling safe to do so. And one way is through children, but one way of reproducing ourselves in the world is just by our self-expression, by putting ourselves out there, writing a poem, you know, or just putting something out there that represents us. So that's what I'm getting for you. And let's see. So there's a lot of yellow. You think a lot. You analyze and multi. You got a lot of yellow in your aura. A little bit of green coming in. A little blue now that we're talking. So you're feeling a little lighter. Start taking spirulina, chlorella, greens, doing some good juicing and green smoothies, you know. That again on a biochemical level through nutrition will help also. I don't feel it's close, but it's a muscle you haven't worked in a long time, is what I'm hearing. Does this make sense to you?
It does. I think that for the longest time I was in my head, and I'm just now starting to really open up to spirituality.
Yes.
And the practice.
Yes.
And the meditation and all of it. And a lot of feelings are really coming up, but they're kind of on a loop, like you said. And there are times that I feel very open and light and energized. And there's times that I feel very, very, very low and very, very bad. And these just keep coming up, and I don't believe it's not a depression. It's like an inner knowing of this needs to be resolved. Does that make sense? So you're saying
that's
like from a chakra standpoint,
that makes sense to me. Yes. Yes. And that's your intuition. See, so that's what you have to trust. So the intention can come in. So that's why I said go to my soul support, do some meditation. Okay. There's projection, perception. There's a lot of tools to help what's coming up emotionally. And the best way for us always to be able to activate a lot of our chakra is grounding, but by coming from the seventh chakra, at least starting to align more to our spirituality. And then it helps heal us so that we can get out of our little mind, get out of our head, the loop, you know, the worry loop or whatever, the analyzing, and play around with that third eye, the sixth chakra. Then vision can come in, clear seeing. Then we can play around finding the parking spot or whatever, you know. But what I want you to play around with it kind of light, like, I'm going to just try this. You know, fun with it. Say, okay, I do this all the time. Oh, I'm going to find, oh, God, I got 15 minutes. I'm going to find the right and perfect parking spot. I'll visualize it. And there it is. I see it. It's there. Everything is always there that we need. It's just us bringing our vision and our resonance, you know, in alignment with it. So play around with it. Have fun. And you're going to notice a breakthrough not too far off. You know, you're on the way to the breakthrough. All right. So
well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Janie. Hi, 210-771. You're on air.
This is Pearl, and I'm from Texas.
Hey, Texas Pearl, welcome.
Thank you. So I also, too, have a question about career. It's career day.
Yay!
You seem to be spot on with careers. So my question to you is, am I in the right place? Am I headed toward the right direction, or do you see it, should I shift?
Well, why are you wanting to shift? So I'm seeing that there's some uncertainty about the direction you're going in. I feel like there's a part of you wants to go in a different direction. Is that true? There's a part that's saying, hey.
Just because it's not, it doesn't seem like it's working smoothly. And I really want to, make some money, but I also want to be in alignment with spirit. So.
Okay, let's look at this. Well, let's look at that. You have to diversify a little bit, Pearl. So keep on your path, but you may have to either do something part-time or there's something that you have to add to what you're doing. It's saying don't put all the eggs in one basket just yet. Diversify, and that's going to help you draw in more of the dollars. And be patient. So I feel like it's something relatively new. So it's saying follow what you love, be patient, but diversify. So there's some persistent effort. You know, it takes a bit of a time. Does that make sense? You're still kind of in a building phase, is what I'm hearing.
Yes, but I'm thinking, should I go work for some? They're both of them are an independent contractor level for both the pieces of this that I'm putting together. But should I go work for somebody else for a while to get more experience to where I transition into the smoother?
Yeah. Well, do all of it. So you might be able to do something temporary for someone else or part-time. But again, it's saying don't put all the eggs in one basket. So there is something else that you need to add to. So if you're feeling, hey, I can go work for somebody else for a while, then do that. You see what I'm saying? It's right now is not like, you know, the garden needs to grow more before you prune it. You kind of pruned it a little too quickly. So if that means working for somebody else part-time or working for someone else and then doing these other contract work part-time, then that's the direction to go in. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just, you know, diversify. So whatever that means to you, and then you will pare down probably maybe mid next year, you know, maybe – it could be as soon as April, May, or May, June, they're saying. Yeah.
So as part of this, I have taken on a position the last 3 years at a volunteer level, and it's for a trade show. So I was wondering I'm thinking about not doing it this year, and there isn't anybody else to take my place just because I want to focus on career development. So what do you see around that? Is that a positive thing?
Well, I'm
kind
of seeing the trade show not so much serving you right now. That's what I'm getting. Is it more of a hassle for you?
Yes. I don't seem to have, there aren't a lot of people that step up to volunteer just because they're focusing on their own lives. So it's, I end up doing too much of it.
But see, you just said it. There we go. The Leo Aquarius. So you do need to put yourself more into the mix, you know, if you end up doing it this year, you probably won't do it next year. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yes,
this is what I'm talking about. I love everybody's questions because it is really elucidating what I'm talking about. These are the kinds of decisions we all are going to be making. Like, I love that, but shoot, I really want to go over here because that's not as some Native American traditions say, it's not growing corn for me anymore. The seeds are there. It's not growing, or it's just not. Sometimes we leave something, it's okay, it's good, but we need something more or something different, or we've outgrown it, or we've done something enough. And that's where I feel like you're falling into that, Pearl.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel that.
Yeah. Trust that. Trust what you're feeling. It's going to open you. It's going to open you to more. Hi, 702-375, you're on air. Oh, I'll come back to you. Hi, 978-457, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you. We have a good time here, don't we? We really do. I love the energy. We got like on fire in fuego energy. What's your first name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What's your question?
Hi. I'm just looking for a little advice. I've been trying to find an apartment. My husband and I are separating, and I'm just not having very much luck with, like, any responses. Yeah. And we have to be out of our place by October 1st.
Oh, well, there's your turning point. I always say spirit either works at a holy instant or the 11th hour. Any time we're able to mull things over, we're in our ego. Plan too much. Okay, let's see what's coming up, Amanda, as far as moving. You might have to adjust what you want for October. You might have to adjust what you want a little bit, but it for sure shows a move. It says be persevering, hang in there, and it is showing October.
Okay.
But you have to adjust something that
you
want.
Okay. Because I have tried to go outside of the range, you know, a different town. I am trying to be very open to the universe. You know, I'm trying to get a two-bedroom, but...
Well, what you want. Well, yeah, it's you might not find the end-all, be-all right now. It might be more temporary is what I'm hearing. I feel like you're in a temporary holding pattern. Even with your husband, I feel like there's more stuff to work out. So there's a separation, but nothing seems like it's very cut and dry or quick right now. So if you can keep that in mind, you know, even whether it's a roommate situation or a room in a big house or guest house, think a little bit outside the box.
Okay,
you know?
I did reach out to a guest house this week.
Ah, perfect.
I just haven't heard back, so.
Okay, well, nudge him. But it could be the guest house. It's going to be something that's a bit outside the box for you is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All righty. Oh, you're welcome. Let's see now where.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, 650-815. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
You're welcome.
Calling from California. Yes. So another like work-related question. So I am looking for a volunteer position, and the one I have in mind, it just seems like sort of, I don't know, wishy-washy at the moment. I'm not sure if anything's going to come out of it. What do you see?
Okay, let's see. Why I get some kind of wishy-washy and a little chaos there. Are they restructuring or doing something, reorganizing? It feels like there's a lot of change going on there.
I think so. Well, the person that I contacted was expanding their program to where I am, my area. But yet, I don't know, I'm getting the sense where she somehow feels that I might be better suited in another, I don't know, doing something else. And I'm not sure why, because with my background, I'd be an asset. So I'm just a little confused.
Well, part of it I feel is like they're in flux. So they might be wanting to put you where they more need you. You know, it might not be so much about with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would feel it out, but I would still open the, I would go search out some other opportunities, I feel. This may or may not come back to you. If it does, it may not be exactly what you want. But again, you can always quit. Do you see what I'm saying? It might be something that's expanding you into something else that you might even like more. You may be learning something. This is what everyone needs to remember right now. The soul is going to be pushing us. The soul is our true us, right? If we're going to look at an identity. So it does like to learn, and it likes new experiences, new expressions. Sometimes it wants to try something new. You know, it's us on the ego level that we like. We kind of like the status quo, feel safer,
right?
You know, or I'm trained for this. You know,
I get. Yeah, I was actually open to trying. I was open to trying something new, like a little off what I've done, and I'm just not sure. And I can't really explore a whole lot of other stuff because I want to be really, really close to home and not drive and. So it's limiting my options. So So I guess I'll see if they get back to me. It's meant
well,
to
here's
be
what I'm
not.
Saying. You can always say no, but if you extend your energy to try other options, even if you don't take it, it's going to open up your energy. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting. It's too tight right now around this one thing. So I would say explore other options, look at other things, you know, see what comes around for you with this situation, even if it's a little bit out of your scope, like
right.
you're feeling something else is more perfect.
Right.
Let yourself go there. Let yourself be a little bit led out of the ego. Okay, this is interesting. Let's see where this goes. I would say move more into that space, and that's going to free up the energy that you're feeling is stagnating right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sparanda,
okay.
keep us posted.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay, let's see. Where are we here? I'm kind of losing track on the old keyboard here. What do I keep calling it? Keyboard. Okay, let's see. Switchboard. Okay. La, 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 la. Now, remember, if you have a question or comment, you need to press 1 on the keypad to get on air. Otherwise, sometimes when I do that, people go, oh, I was, let's see. I'm trying to get, we have a Skype caller here. Hello, welcome. You're on air. Yes, you. 1111.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air. What's your first name?
Oh, hi, Michelle. This is Frank.
Hey, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, I'm looking at my natal chart, and you've been talking earlier about Taurus and Scorpio and Aquarius and Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to have my sun at 23 degrees Aquarius, actually at my midheaven, which is 15 degrees. And I have my Taurus in the 12th house, which has my moon, because you mentioned the moon earlier.
Ah,
and then
the
I happen
moon.
To have,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and I happen to have Jupiter in Scorpio. So I was just wondering if this has anything to do with, you know, the solar eclipse coming
Jupiter
up.
Jupiter
and
Scorpio, so is that in the... Is that in the sixth house or is that cusp, you know?
No, it's in the sixth house. It's 5 degrees in the sixth house
five
in
degrees.
Scorpio. Yeah.
And your moon is how many degrees? Is it?
It's 17 degrees.
Oh, 17. Okay.
Right. In the 12th house in Taurus. So I was just wondering with this whole Leo Aquarius thing coming up.
Yeah, and 23 degrees is in what house?
That's the sun in Aquarius.
Oh, sun in it. Ah, okay.
Which is right next to my midheaven, which is at 15 degrees. So I'm just basically 7 degrees away from the midheaven.
So you're definitely, what's going to be your challenge right now is working with the subconscious programming or patterning of your emotions, getting your emotions in order, finding out if there's anything emotionally blocking or stopping you, you know, subconsciously, what's happening, and learning to harness that feeling nature, that moon nature, through perhaps things like meditation, mindfully, again, hypnotherapy, using the transcendent state, using regress state, using a meditative state to ask for your question, you know, ask your questions and get your answers from that state instead of trying to use the mind. So it's learning how more to use that energy or ground that energy, but it's also looking to see, is there anything from the past or anything subconsciously blocking or stopping you. Now, with the sun so close to the midheaven and it in Aquarius, you've got, let's see, what are we, degrees now?
It was 23.
23 degrees.
And the midheaven was 15.
Yeah, so what that is also communicating to me is about perhaps career changes. Let's see. There could be, let me look and see what we've got here, Aquarius. Yeah, there could be career changes or seeing yourself differently or working in a different capacity, looking at, you know, your public self or how people are seeing you publicly, how you're expressing more publicly, and maybe even wanting to take on more of a leadership role or something even within where you're working now, somehow stepping outside not only of your own box, but the box of what you're doing, the work box, so to speak. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
I'm not working. I'm not actually working at the moment. I have a job interview actually tomorrow and one next Wednesday.
Ah, perfect.
So,
well, this is about busting free then. This is about busting through then. This is definitely about busting through on a work. So I would say you are going to get some type of job position again, because that sector is being highlighted for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So yeah, and it could be something different that you haven't done, where there's a learning curve. You know, that Aquarian energy always brings something that's a little bit different, a little bit of a you know, learning curve there. So yes,
yeah.
Yes, Frank.
I had an astrology reading done from a star center, but that it was an hour reading on an MP3, and it didn't make any sense, because he's saying that it was so esoteric to read it. Oh, that I'm a magic man and I'm supposed to remain the child and be the boy and that I'm not meant to have a job. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
How can
someone live without having
about.
A job? He's like, oh, I only bring out magic man anytime I lose a job. So it's like, I'm not meant to have a job or something. I'm like, this is crazy.
No,
I'm like,
I would say the opposite. You are meant to have a job. You know,
yeah,
with the sun
close
to the midheaven Aquarius. Now, it might be that things have been held back a bit, but I would say with this new, energy that's coming in, that, no, you're definitely meant to it's about being a leader. You're definitely meant, yeah, so I don't know what he's talking about. You knew your intuition, because I think the eclipse, if I'm right, might be 28.
Leo, yeah.
Might be 28 degrees. Yeah, 28 degrees. So that's definitely going to push you out there in the public sector. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yeah, so it's 28 degrees Leo, which is going to oppose. But that's the thing. Trust your intuition. Trust that moon energy. You know, and, you know, connect in with that energy. That's a very grounding energy for you, even though it's, you know, Taurus in the 12th house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be challenges, you know, believing things or, you know, like with this person talking to you about it, or emotionally sometimes holding you back, but it does all of us. But it's definitely going to affect you. Anybody 24 to 30 degrees of any of the fixed signs, which is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, are going to be affected, right? And 0 to 4 degrees of mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. But I don't read things just astrologically. I read them energetically, you know, from a soul perspective, a spirit. So it's going to affect everybody. It just depends what house and what are the aspects. But I feel for you specifically, it's about getting out there again, getting more public.
Mm.
So, yeah, I would definitely say there is a job there. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
thanks for calling in, Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Bye. Let us see. 925-575. Ooh, that rhymes. 925-575. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. I'm loving you're so peppy today. It's making my day.
Good. I am a little peppy.
I love it.
Thanks.
I haven't called
in
a while.
With right now. Okay.
Sorry, it's Angie. Angie, I'm in the chat.
Welcome back.
Right now.
Oh, good.
Hi. I have a question. I'm actually on a mental health day today. I just cannot deal with anybody's energy today. I'm in an I hate people mood.
I understand.
So, and I just had like kind of a really emotional like weekend breakthrough, and I just wanted to get a sense of from my guides and my higher self, like what I should be taking from this other than whatever I've already grasped.
Okay. Wow, you are doing some deep work. And there was there loss, a lot of sadness going deep within.
Yeah, but I feel like it kind of came out of nowhere. I think it just kind of culminated with a lot of, like, work stress and a lot of, you know, growing pains. And so it just seemed like it came out of left field, so it kind of feels like it's more of a cosmos thing, too.
Well, the one thing I got is the going deep the healing and to lighten up and to use whatever writing, poetry, use creative expression to help move the energy through more on more of a regular basis is what your guides are saying. So it's the call. There is a part of you that likes to go deep. So they're saying, you know what, you need to do this more consistently. That's what's happening. So it's taking it and you know, making some great art with it somehow, you know, which art to me is just self-expression and doing it on a consistent basis.
Is there like a certain direction that I need to go deeper in that I'm not like seeing? Because I feel like I'm just busy working too much to really like meditate on anything.
You got to leave the space. A lot of it is emotional stuff, relationship, what you feel in the world. Sometimes you're an empath, you feel a lot. And it's just letting it have the expression. But you work a lot, but you can take the time, 5-10 minutes, you know, here and there, you know, a week, you know, a half an hour, you know, weekly, you know, 5-10 minutes a day. So they just really want you to create that space or allow the space, they're telling me, that's already there for you to get in touch with that part of you. Because that part is longing to connect with you. It's such a strong part of you.
And so it feels like I just neglected. Yeah, I neglected it.
And that's why I did kind of the big shower of everything.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Angie. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great to hear your voice.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I kind of lost track. But did we get to the 7? Did I do 757, 707? Hi.
Hello.
757-707. You're on air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, you're on air. I can hear you. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Chantal.
Hi, Chantal. What's your question?
I got some issues going on with my job. I'm just trying to find out what's going to happen.
You feel very hampered in there, very kind of held back. But it doesn't show. There's issues, but I'm not seeing firing or anything. Are you leaving? You just wanting to have some kind of relief?
Well, I got suspended, and it's been almost a week now since they suspend me. And I'm just waiting.
But you're not fired, I hear.
Okay.
I don't hear you're fired, though. So what happens next? Because it shows held back, limitations. Suspension. But are they going to have you come back on a probationary period?
I don't know. I'm just waiting to hear from them.
Okay. But it's saying you have an attorney or a, what do you call it? We're running out of time here. Somebody that can help you, a liaison, like for a union or something. It sounds like
I have a union. I've contacted them. I'm waiting for a call back.
I feel they're going to help. They're going to help you. They're going to help you. It shows that you're going to. I don't know if it's legal or just union. It's definitely showing the union, but I don't know if it's like a legal route. But they are going to help you with this. I'm not seeing firing right now, but I don't know if you're going to want to stay there, you know, or you might want to be in a different capacity or something or different department. There could be that kind of change.
Well, that's what it is. I work for the airline. I work for the airlines, and it's a contract with them. No, I want to stay with that same airline. But the actual company, American Airlines, is hiring because the contract ended.
Oh, so you could stay. Okay, so maybe you're staying with that. Is that a different airline than you're with?
That's the actual airline that I work for, but they're taking over the position that I do with the contractor. So I applied for them to go with the actual company, and I haven't heard anything.
Well,
but in the process,
I don't see firing.
My company,
So I feel like the union people are going to help you, and I feel like you have some legal rights with this. So you may have, like, first right of refusal or something, you know, because it shows you perhaps in a different – maybe it's a different position or maybe it's a different company. There's something different that's changing there.
The company is changing.
Okay. Well, yeah, it shows you're still employed. So
yeah, because I wrote a letter.
Good. Well, nudge the union person and just follow through on that, okay?
I left a message for her. I wrote an email to the president of American Airlines. I've contacted a couple of people because
good.
I just feel I'm being treated
fairly. And that's why I say I feel like you have a union issue, legal issue. So hold your ground, follow through with the union, keep on them, and you will get through. And I do see it getting solved. All right, Chantel?
Yes.
Hang in there.
I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
I will.
All right, everyone. Those of you that are still in the queue and didn't get your question answered, call back next week. I'm here, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Crystal. Thanks, Michelle. Love the show today. Yes, me too. All of you, thanks for being here and just playing in this Awakening Soul Playground. It's been wonderful to connect with all of you and just share the insights. Please pass on the link to the podcast, will you? Let people know about us. Subscribe onto iTunes. Go to iTunes if you listen to the program and leave your appreciation comments. Feels good to me, feels good to my crew, my team, but it also helps other people find us. I think that's why we're one of the top podcasts in iTunes and been voted for the last 2 or 3 years Best New Age and Spirituality Podcast because of all of us coming together. So all of you, lots of love and light. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.